Hi, my name is Carlos Kalmar, and you are listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm 9 years old. I play the piano, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Hey, thank you, Alex. That was Alex playing the Kids Commute theme on the piano and introducing the show. If you'd like to be like Alex and featured on our show, you can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Hi, Kids Commuters. Welcome to Day 2 of Joy Week on Kids Commute. We'll have a hint for the Quizlet coming up later in the show. This week, we are looking at musical expressions of joy. And today we're going to hear a piece of music written by someone who was not the most famous for being a composer. He was famous for other things. Our composer today is King Henry VIII of England.
But I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am.
He was born in June of 1491, the second son of King Henry VII, and he became King Henry VIII 4 days before his 18th birthday. Now, since Henry was raised a prince, he was from the royal family, and so his family had a lot of privileges that other families did not have. For instance, they would have their own private family musicians, even their own private chapel choir. So they had a lot of people who played music just for them. And not a lot is known about Henry's musical education. We have to just kind of assume he learned from the people that lived around him. And most of his composition happened when he was younger, before he was busy being the king. So he wrote things in his early 20s or as a teenager or even younger. The thing is, Henry's not so much known as a composer. Now, the thing we remember Henry VIII for the most is that he had 6 wives. But here's the thing about being the king during Henry VIII's time. Whatever you did, an artistic project or whatever, everybody would say was just amazing, just because you're the king.
It's good to be the king.
So today, scholars might look at him and say, he was okay. His music is kind of simple. The lyrics are kind of simple. It's fine. It's catchy. But if you were listening in Henry VIII's time, remember, this would be the coolest song you ever heard. It's called It Is to Me a Right Great Joy. And the lyrics go like this. It is to me a right great joy, free from danger and annoy. And that's it. Here's Henry VIII's big hit, It Is to Me a Right Great Joy, performed by the King Singers. That was It Is to Me a Right Great Joy, sung by the King Singers, which is kind of perfect because it was written by King Henry VIII, ruler of England, from the year 1509 to 1547. Now, Kids Commuters, time to check in with our weekly Quizlet. And today we'll give you a hint. One question, here's our question this week. Which composer wrote the most famous piece of music about joy? Now, here is your hint. He was a German composer that lived from the year 1770 until the year 1827. Who is it? Do you think you know? Send us the answer right now with your name and address in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you this week's prize pack in the mail and enter you in a drawing to win a month's worth of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce coming up at the end of the month. Now, congrats to newly minted fifth grader Finn from Traverse City and piano student Fiona from Reed City, who knew the answer to our Quizlet right off the bat. Now give it your chance. 231-237-7482. Send us a text. That's it for today's Kids Commute. Tomorrow we'll hear music that uses a kind of iffy joy as conflict resolution. Well, have a fabulous day. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's good to be king, if just for a while.
It's good to be the king.
To be there in velvet.
Interlaken Public Radio.